My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The falling mortgage rate makes a difference. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A bit of relief in recent days for prospective home buyers. Average rates for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages have fallen to their lowest level since August. People have noticed, with increases in new mortgages and refinance applications, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Marketplace's Henry Epp is here with more.
David, let's put this in context. Yes, mortgage rates are falling, but they're coming down from nearly 8%. That's a level we hadn't seen since the year 2000. So now they've cooled off closer to 7%, and that's a bit more manageable for people looking to buy a home. But rates are still significantly higher than anything we've seen for the past couple decades, which makes it tough for many folks to afford a home.
And we've seen that reflected in declining number of home sales and the number of people choosing to refinance. But if rates keep going down, presumably some of this eases.
On the refinancing side, the Mortgage Bankers Association thinks activity may have hit its low point this year, and that if rates continue to decline, more people will decide it's a good time to get a better deal on their outstanding home loans. But in terms of home sales, we'll need to wait for more data. Remember, mortgage rates were at record lows just a couple years ago, so people who bought homes then got really good deals, meaning if they don't need to move right now, they don't have much incentive to sell their home and take out a much more expensive mortgage. So that's led to low inventory of available homes, so we've seen sales of existing homes fall throughout this year. Even sales of new homes have declined recently as rates have risen. So we'll be watching to see if those trend lines reverse if mortgage rates keep coming down.
Yeah, Henry, thank you. I know it's too early for you to do math, so I'll do it for you. The median or typical sales price of a home in America is $431,000. Finance all of it, 30 years fixed rate at 8% is $3,163 a month. At 7%, it's $2,867, a savings of $296 a month. We have some new information if you're doing the math on a new electric car. It's from the U.S. Department of Energy, and among the takeaways, some popular EVs like Tesla's cheaper Model 3, the Nissan Leaf, and the Ford Mustang Mach-E will no longer qualify for the full $7,500 federal tax credit as of January 1st because too many of their components originate in China. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Andrew Rosen in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has been shopping for a Tesla, weighing not just the model, color, and trim choices, but the calendar.
Do I buy it now? Do I buy it next year?
If he waits, the tax incentive can be taken immediately off the price of the car in 2024, but it could be cut in half for some models.
People saying, like, take delivery this year to take advantage of it. And then you see other people saying next year will be more beneficial.
I have a PhD in this stuff, and I still have to go on a case-by-case basis to figure out which car is eligible for what.
John Paul Helveston at George Washington University says the quickly shifting landscape of incentives this year can be overwhelming for consumers. And that could make it harder for automakers to predict demand, says analyst Garrett Nelson at CFRA.
You could see higher EV sales of these models in the fourth quarter, followed by lower sales next year.
In the end, Andrew Rosen went for the Tesla Model Y, which still qualifies for the full tax credit. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Investigators in Italy and Spain have been looking into counterfeit olive oil, some of it not fit for human consumption. More than 68,000 gallons of substandard oil was seized this week, 11 people arrested. Spain is the world's biggest producer of olive oil, and its price has been soaring. The cost of an average bottle in the U.S. has gone from $9 last October to $11 now, up 22%. The BBC's Guy Hedgeco reports from Spain.
The price of olive oil for Spanish consumers has risen by more than 70% so far this year, and in many shops, its price has more than doubled.
Before, a bottle cost around 3 or 4 euros, but now it's doubled that or more. It costs as much as 8 or even 10 euros. That really hurts your wallet. So I have to go from supermarket to supermarket looking for the best offer.
80% of Spain's olive oil is produced in the south of the country, and Jaén is the province that produces the most. I'm in a field of olive trees watching the olives being harvested, and it's done by a mixture of machine power and manpower. A large tractor-like machine grabs each tree, shakes it hard, and four men surround the tree and bash its branches with sticks to knock the olives onto the ground where there's a net to gather the olives up. But this harvest is not a good one, as local farmer Francisco José García de Zúñiga explains.
No ha llovido, ha llovido muy poco y muy mal, por tanto.
It hasn't rained enough, and in the Mediterranean, crops depend enormously on water, and so if it doesn't rain, there's very little crop. We've had 2 years of drought and 2 years of bad harvests, 2022 and 2023.
But the rise in the price of oil is affecting demand, both abroad and in Spain, where consumption has fallen by 10% over the last year. Many Spaniards are turning to cheaper alternatives, such as sunflower oil, which experts say has fewer medical benefits. And so Spain's olive oil crisis is not just affecting people's pockets, it could also be affecting their health. In Spain, I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for Marketplace.
And what's with mainly extra virgin olive oil on store shelves? One supermarket I visited had nothing but. The cooks in my life tell me extra virgin makes no sense in many recipes. It's like our national penchant for putting higher octane gasoline into cars with the many engines that don't need it. A pointless exercise, car experts consistently tell us. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.